Local leaders in United States says armed young men robbed families who were on their way from Bentiu Town to Gwid County. Authority alleged that the armed young men looted the returnees' belongings, including clothes. Gwid County Commissioner George Kawaisan says the two armed young men who flee guilty to charge will face the law.
They looted some property from the civilian who came to Khartoum. All those property have been returned back to the rightful owners.
Commissioner Kawai warned young men in his county against committing crime and urged them to allow the returnees to integrate into the local communities. Some returnees who fled the conflict in Sudan say they suffered a similar incident along the way during their journey to South Sudan, following the outbreak of the violence in Sudan in mid-April. Dwolko Arut say he and others' families arrived from South Sudan immediately ended after armed men took their belongings at a gunpoint.
When we came, our properties which we have were all looted. Those were things we could sell and help ourselves with.
Another returnees, Tungar Kuo, who arrived from Sudan a month ago, say he faced several challenges after fleeing the ongoing violence in Sudan.
When we reached the middle, the way we were being treated was very bad. Even our properties were looted. Everyone was having his things that they could help ourselves with. All were looted and they were taken by the army.
Some returnees say they are happy to be back in South Sudan despite some of the problems they face encountering during their journey to the United States. Yalamfar, a mother of seven children, alleged that some of the Sudanese armed men whose identity are not being known abused some South Sudanese women fleeing the violence in Sudan.
The women were being raped on the road 24. That is the reason why we change from land to river transportation. They were raped by the Arabs who are staying in the bush.
Feltoud, who also escaped the violence in Sudan, appealed to United States residents to be nigh to returnees who suffered a lot from the side effect of the conflict in Sudan.
We were mistreated there in Sudan. We are encouraging people that the way you accommodated us according to your capacity, you should look into ways to prevent our children from getting involved in criminality. After they left Sudan, please, you look at the necessary way for them to behave in real life.
The returnees are urging the South Sudanese authority to provide security, food, and other basic needs to the family resettling in various parts of the country. For BOA News, I'm Lee Nyajwa in Bentiu, United States.